Nearly 180 people have been transferred to Australia under the Medivac legislation. And while the figure is nowhere near what the federal government had predicted, the coalition still wants the law junked. Its fate rests with the independent Senator Jacqui Lambie, who claims she's yet to make up her mind on whether it should be repealed. Senators debated the law well into last night. Stephanie Boris reports.
A final plea to the senator who holds the power. Greens leader Richard Di Natale asking Jacqui Lambie to think carefully.
The fate of innocent people hangs on the result of that vote.
Arguing the Medivac legislation must stay in place so that refugees on Manus Island and Nauru in need of medical care can be brought to Australia.
What we've indeed seen is that people's lives have been saved.
But the government claims most conditions can be treated offshore. Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker.
In Papua New Guinea, there is one healthcare worker for every 14 people who are being kept there in offshore detention, and one mental health professional for every 37 detainees. In Nauru, there is one healthcare worker to every 6 people, and one mental health professional for every 25 detainees.
The senator told Parliament that before Medivac, refugees needing specialised care were brought to Australia. But crossbench Senator Stirling Griff says that system was clunky and Medivac offers a more humane approach.
Medical transfers under the pre-existing regime were slow and often bogged down by legal challenges.
Under the Medivac laws, a refugee on Manus Island or Nauru can be brought here if two doctors determine they need treatment that isn't available where they are. The government wants that overturned, arguing the legislation threatens border security and essentially opens a backdoor to Australia, as explained by Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker.
Before the Medivac bill, the minister had a clear power to return people to offshore detention after that treatment was complete. The Medivac amendments took that away.
But Labor Senator Murray Watt is questioning that position.
The Migration Act gives the power to the government, as it currently stands, to transfer people back.
The government warned there would be a flood of about 300 people requesting a transfer as soon as the laws passed. Now, confirmation that 179 people have been transferred since the legislation came into place.
It's not seeing hordes of people come to Australia as we were warned would happen.
Earlier this year, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton raised concerns that Australians in public housing could be kicked out to make way for refugees brought out under Medivac. He also suggested people living here could be forced to wait longer for medical treatment.
I don't want to see Australians who are in waiting lines at public hospitals kicked off those waiting lines because people off Nauru and Manus are now going to access those health services.
There have been no reports of housing or medical issues for Australians since Medivac was introduced. The government is continuing to negotiate with independent Senator Jacqui Lambie to try and secure her support to repeal the laws before the end of the week.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.